It's Catch Your Dog Trainer here. Welcome to Bark Bites, insights to wag about every day, your daily chat with Cat about dog training, behavior, and the human-canine bond, all through a systems thinking lens. So happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much once again for tuning in. In today's Bark Basics episode, we are going to be continuing our three-part series devoted to sit as a gateway for understanding your dog. Today is part two of three in that series. So if you haven't had a chance already to listen to part one, I would encourage you to circle back, listen to part one before diving into this episode. All right, so with all of that being said, grab your dog, pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notebook, because I'm going to be going into so many details today, and let's dive in. So with all of that being said, for today's chat, what we're going to be doing is zooming in on the conversation that's happening in between you and your dog when you're teaching them to sit or when you're asking them to sit. However, for the purpose of our conversation today, we're going to be putting the spotlight on your dog side of the conversation. So I'm going to be walking you through three really important details to pay attention to. The first of those details is your dog's communication system. This is made up of a number of different moving parts, including their body language. So their ear position, is it forward? Is it neutral? Is it pinned back, maybe indicating they're feeling nervous or lacking in self-confidence? What are their eyes communicating to you? Are they bright and engaging? Or are they a little bit strained? Or are they showing their side eye to you? Or perhaps you're not really seeing any iris because their pupils are so dilated. What about your dog's mouth? Is your dog's mouth holding a lot of tension? Are the muscles really, really tense? Or does it seem nice and relaxed? And what about their body tension? Do they have like a little bit of a swagger, or are they holding everything really tightly and rigid? It's really important to pay attention to these details. Now, moving on, I want to talk a little bit about your dog's vocalizations. These are such an important part of your dog's communication system, and every type of vocalization has meaning and purpose. And so different dogs communicate in different ways. So we've got a variety of different types of barks. We've got yips, we've got howls. Your dog might be sighing, or they might be yawning and making a little bit of noise. So I want you to pay really close attention to that as well. Another really important part of your dog's communication system is their emotional affect. So how is your dog feeling? Are they frustrated? Are they anxious? Are they excited? Overjoyed? Or perhaps they're jealous, enraged? Or maybe they're just sort of feeling calm and chill. It's important to pay attention to this as well. And finally, for your dog's communication system, I want you to think about the aspects of their communication that they might be signaling to you that you're not able to detect, because there are certain types of signaling that dogs do through chemical messengers, such as pheromones, that us humans aren't able to detect, but it doesn't mean that those aren't going on and running in the background of the conversation, and your dog doesn't know that you're not able to receive or perceive these signals. So it's just important to keep that in the back of your mind. Now, moving on to the second detail that I want you to pay close attention to is your dog's body position. So last week we talked about your body position relative to your dog. Today, I want you to think about your dog's body position relative to you. Are they sitting or standing facing you head on? Or Are they facing you at a little bit of an angle? And what I want you to do is to look at your dog in different sections, because sometimes the front of your dog is facing you head on, but their back legs might actually be pointing more out to the left or to the right, indicating that they're maybe a little bit uncomfortable, or they're just wanting to avoid any potential conflict with you. So it's important to pay attention to their body angles, sort of from head to tail as well. And the final detail that I want to zoom on in today is the amount of space in between your dog and you. So we talked about this again last week on your side of the conversation, but how much space is your dog comfortable with? Are they kind of crowding you and right in your immediate personal space? Or if given the opportunity, or if maybe if they weren't on the leash, would they actually be a little bit further away from you? If you're using treats or toys to train your dog to sit, is that actually creating a situation where they're coming in a little closer than they're actually comfortable with? So it's just something to think of. I want you to think beyond what is good or what is bad, and what method should you be using. And I want to just put those aside for a little bit, and I want you to think of these deeper conversations. It's not that method and stuff like that isn't important, but sometimes when we just focus on that, it can overshadow some of the things that are a lot more important. And so now that we've talked about your dog's communication system, their body position, and also the amount of space that they're comfortable with in between them and you, what I want you to do for your homework this week is you're going to be working through that iterative loop that I talked about in last week's episode, which just once again, it's observation, reflection, adaptation. But what you're going to be doing this week is running it through for your dog. So you can take a video, or you can use one of the ones that you took last week for your homework. And what I want you to do is to pay attention to your dog's side of the conversation. So looking at their communication system, their body position, and also their personal space. From there, you're going to sort of segue immediately into that reflection stage. But what I want you to do this week is, in addition to taking in what it is that you're noticing on your dog's side of the conversation, I want you to start reflecting on how it is that what they're saying is either aligning or perhaps misaligning with what it is that you're communicating. So I want you to start piecing it all together, and I'm so excited to hear about what it is that you learn as you walk through this stage of the process. And then from there, you're simply going to move to that adaptation phase where you're just going to start tweaking things. And what I want you to start doing is to pay attention to what you do and how it is now that your dog is responding. So maybe you take a step back, and then you start to notice that your dog's muscles relax, or their ears go from being pinned back to being more neutral. So I want you to pay attention now to the whole conversation. So I truly hope that this has been a really helpful and insightful episode today. I'm super excited for you to start piecing all of this together and really putting together all of the different layers that we talked about last week and synthesizing them with your new knowledge from this week. And beyond that, I hope that this episode has given you a much deeper understanding of your dog that takes them so far beyond the level of understanding that you normally would have when you're teaching them to sit or asking them to sit, because that's really what this podcast is all about. And so I would love to hear from you. So make sure to drop me a comment on my Facebook page. The links for that are in the comment section of this episode below. And I also would love for you to consider submitting a question for Weekend Woofs, and I might have the opportunity to answer that in an upcoming Friday episode. So until next time, remember that every day is a day to bark about with Bark Bites. Thank you so much once again for tuning in.